Video footage from
1999. Here we go.
I feel like a TV presenter. Here are the keys for a brand new iPhone.
Next footage from 98.
Well done. Thank you.
Both of you taking your first steps into your new home.
A couple hold a baby scan photo.
Our little boy.
Joe.
Little Joe.
Title caption reads, Hungry Joe. Embers from a bonfire drift skyward. A midwife visits a young postpartum Laura and husband Craig.
You're lucky. A lot of my mum's already extracting at this stage.
Yeah, I just wondered if it was normal.
Is it causing any discomfort?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's a bit sore.
It's a huge part of the bonding process. But if you don't feel capable...
Laura gulps and forces a smile.
Here we go, then. Right. Who's with one sugar?
Me.
Yeah, sorry. There you go. Right.
His weight isn't coming up as quickly as I'd like it to.
How come? All he does is eat, night and day, isn't it, love?
Yeah. That's the thing, he doesn't even sick up either. He screams every time, like, I take him off. Just this constant screaming.
He ain't happy as baby, is he?
No.
My sister's too, all he do is giggle.
He has a healthy appetite. Your priority should be to indulge it.
Laura looks forlornly towards the cot. At night, Craig and Laura lie wide-eyed, staring at the ceiling. Craig turns and buries his head in the pillow. Next day, Laura checks her red, raw and scabbed nipples.
He has a healthy appetite. It's a huge part of the bonding.
You're day, isn't it, love?
You're lucky.
Happy baby, is he?
It's a natural part of the bonding process. He has a healthy appetite. You should indulge it.
Several years later, Laura visits her own mother with toddler Joe. The grandmother stuffs breakfast into her mouth.
Joe!
You need to take care of yourself, love.
What, and the ass as well, yeah?
Oh, splash your makeup and your hair done. Oh, it can do wonders.
Joe, can you come see Nan?
I suppose Craig's busy again, is he?
Mum, don't.
I just think...
Mum, can we just not... Joe!
Joe comes down the stairs.
Sorry, I didn't realise it was such a touchy subject.
Joe enters, gnawing on a bar of soap.
I've told you, that is not for eating!
Oh, bless him, he's starving.
He's not starving, he's like a fucking pig!
Laura... Oh, how can you be so cruel? Come and sit with your nanny.
Joe grins malevolently.
I'll be back at 5.
Laura leaves the house. Laura and 8-year-old Joe visit a doctor's surgery.
I was thinking some sort of bite, some sort of parasite, maybe, or worms.
Joe sucks on a lolly.
And the blood tests say no. His weight is fine too. He's a growing boy. Growing boys eat.
Yeah, it's just not quite as straightforward as that.
The doctor turns from his computer screen to face Laura directly.
Let's talk about you.
Laura rolls her eyes and purses her lips.
Laura.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just really need to know what's wrong with my son.
I can assure you.
Well, I can assure you that he eats. He eats and he eats and he never stops. Please, why won't you people just listen?
We'll see you again in 6 months.
He turns his back dismissively to Laura. While Laura hoovers, the postman delivers a letter. She comes downstairs to the front door. She opens the letter, with Joe in the background, still eating. Joe licks his fingers with relish. Several empty plates lie in front of him. Months later in the vice principal's office.
We feel that there are issues around malnourishment and neglect. We have a duty of care to inform the relevant authorities.
A stern-faced Laura avoids the vice principal's gaze.
Is Mr. Gilligan joining us?
No.
The vice principal sighs and continues making notes.
There are also concerns around Joe's, his...
You can say it. He stinks.
His hygiene.
He baths every day. And he stinks. The moment he gets out, I actually can't stomach it myself anymore.
Outside the office, Joe's eyes alight on a green bin. The vice principal stands and investigates the noise. He stops, rooted to the spot, and stares at Joe on the floor. Laura joins him, and they both stare uncomfortably at Joe's face, smothered in food, the contents of the bin scattered all over the floor. Later, Laura washes Joe's back in the bath. She applies a powdered disinfectant to his skin and scrubs. Several times she applies the powder and scrubs his shoulders and upper arms. She pauses and rubs her face. Then she spots a ruddy brown liquid ooze down the side of the bath into the soap suds. Later, Laura bursts into the doctor's and empties a bin liner full of food wrappers onto the floor. Later, Laura leaves a young people's centre carrying a large cardboard box of food. Joe is in tow, eating a bag of crisps. They walk along a suburban street, Joe continually eating. Joe suddenly stops and doubles up in pain. Laura turns on the spot and watches Joe warily. He grasps his throat, struggling to breathe, but Laura remains stock still. She glares wide-eyed at Joe, but doesn't move. A man suddenly appears from behind Joe and slaps him hard on the back. The blockage in his throat is released. The man glowers at Laura accusingly. Grim-faced, she turns away as Joe starts munching his crisps again. In a country village, Joe gorges himself on a buffet laid out for his grandmother's wake. A smiling portrait stands on a table next to a despondent, black-clad Laura. Laura's fingers tighten and loosen their grip on her arm as she stares balefully at Joe. The view zooms into Laura, sitting tensely, clenching her fists. The bonfire reappears, a column of flame rising from a burning cot. Day.
Stop being such a puppy ass.
Just do it.
A slice of rancid-looking fish skin hangs from the end of a stick that is carried by a boy towards the front of a house.
Don't be a pussy, girl.
Two friends egg the boy on from behind a nearby wall. Terrified, the boy nears the front door.
Just do it.
The fish held out before him. The fish hovers before the letterbox. The boy, teeth bared, looks back at his friends for support. A hand suddenly pokes out of the letterbox.
Run! Hungry Joe! Hungry Joe!
The grasping hand is purple and filthy. It retracts inside. Fade up from black on a morose-looking Laura, a plate of untouched food before her. A hand slams into a tray of takeaway curry. Another grabs a burger. Laura watches with disgust as food is shoveled into a filthy mouth and a blotchy-looking face. Joe slovenly licks his fingers. Laura wavers in her chair, looking pale, chin furrowed. The table before adult Joe is piled high with half-eaten cuts of meat, fried eggs, discarded bones. Face full of food, Joe looks up and meets his mother's gaze.
I love you, Mum.
Laura lurches forward and vomits over her plate. Bent double, she covers her mouth. Joe watches in a daze as she hurries from the room.
Sorry.
Laura returns with a cleaning spray and pulls up in the doorway, horrified. Joe is on all fours on the table, scooping up her vomit and licking it from his hand. He stares at her from the table, vomit dripping from his lips. Outside, it is a grey day. A neighbour affixes a missing cat poster to a telegraph pole with gaffer tape. Biting her nails, Laura nervously watches from a window. Looking distressed, she slowly turns towards the door of Joe's room. All around the lock, it is smeared with filthy marks. Gingerly, she opens it. A flash, something slick and wet. Laura gags. Red and black entrails spilling from matted fur. She shuts the door and slinks away. A nighttime view of a farm. A light comes on in a mobile home. Then a torch illuminates a farmer who steps out with a shotgun. He crosses the yard, aiming the shotgun with the torch into the dark surroundings. He creeps down the drive between a trailer and a stone wall. From inside an outbuilding, he passes in and out of view. A chicken flutters down into his path. He turns and edges towards the entrance of the outbuilding, searching the cluttered interior. The torch illuminates discarded furniture, tattered boxes and planks of wood. It passes over a figure, blood smeared about its face. The farmer doesn't notice. He continues searching. This time, he sees him. He steps back, pointing his gun. Joe gets to his feet and runs from the outbuilding. Across a field, a farmer's torch trained on him. The farmer aims the shotgun. Mist drifts over a bright full moon which fades into a plug hole in a blood-splattered bath. A pair of tweezers pulls lead pellets from a bloody wound in Joe's calf. He sits up in the bath, his complexion white, flaky and sore, barely flinching. A wretched-looking Laura, brow furrowed in concentration, is bent over the gaping hole in his leg. She drops the pellets one by one into the bath. Blood mixes with water and trickles down the plug. Against the pitch black night, the flames of the bonfire slowly consume the cot. Beyond the flames stands Laura in the backyard of the house. In her hands is glimpsed a newborn baby. The flames lick and curl about the cot. Laura stares intensely into the fire, her face lit by the orange glow. From behind, her long blonde hair floats about her silhouette. Slowly, she raises the baby before her. She's up in bed, forehead glistening with sweat. She pushes open the door to Joe's room, a kitchen knife in her hand. Filthy handprints are smeared across the wall. The light from the hallway bathes the scene in a fiery shade. She stands in the doorway staring. In the foreground, coming into focus, Joe's black and glistening wound. She watches, horrified, as the gangrenous wound twitches. Face down on the bed, Joe shudders with a fever. Up and sees her standing in the doorway, then lies back down, grimacing and clenching the bedsheets. Later, in the bath, steam half obscures a naked Laura. With dark-rimmed eyes, she wrestles with emotion, the knife held between her breasts. With eyes closed, she slides the blade beneath the water and down between her legs. She spasms. Bubbles break the surface above her crotch, followed by a squirt of blood that diffuses into the water. The blood continues to squirt at intervals. A spider crawls across its web in the corner of the ceiling. Laura lies motionless, the water now completely red. Cut to black. Light seeps beneath the door as Joe, lying on the floor, pushes it slowly open. He begins to pull himself into the bathroom. Looking up, his complexion is scrofulous, his expression confused. He pulls himself over to the bath and takes hold of Laura's arm. caresses it, holding it to his cheek. Purple-lipped, she lies unmoving. He falters for a moment, and sinks his teeth into her flesh. Cut to black. Home video footage of Laura and Craig larking about in 1998. Joe watches it on TV, sitting on his bed. He rocks himself back and forth, his parents dancing on TV. Suddenly he looks over to the window. Pulling himself across the bed, he winces with pain. The weeping wound is now black and maggot-infested.
Where do you want these, love?
In the bathroom, please. Thank
you. Joe leers out the window with an intense expression. In the street below, a woman rocks a baby in her arms as men unload boxes from a car. Joe licks his scabrous lips. Title appears, Hungry Joe. A Shunk Films production. Written and directed by Paul Holbrook and Sam Dorr. Starring Laura Baston as Laura. Andrew Greaves as Adult Joe. Taylor Sweet as Young Joe. Joe Sims as Craig. A Bad Princess audio description with Eamon Lee.